4. The Almighty and the Supreme Creators. The unity of the Supreme Whole is dependent on the progressive unification of the finite parts. The actualization of the Supreme is resultant from, and productive of, these very unifications of the factors of supremacy, the creators, creatures, intelligences, and energies of the universes. During those ages in which the sovereignty of supremacy is undergoing its time development, the almighty power of the Supreme is dependent on the divinity acts of God the Sevenfold. While there seems to be a particularly close relationship between the Supreme Being and the conjoint actor, together with his primary personalities, the seven master spirits. The infinite spirit as the conjoint actor functions in many ways which compensate the incompletion of evolutionary deity and sustains very close relations to the Supreme. This closeness of relationship is shared in measure by all of the master spirits, but especially by master spirit number 7, who speaks for the Supreme. This master spirit knows, is in personal contact with, the Supreme. Early in the projection of the super-universe scheme of creation, the Master Spirits joined with the Ancestral Trinity in the co-creation of the 49 reflective spirits, and concomitantly, the Supreme Being functioned creatively as the culminator of the conjoined acts of the Paradise Trinity and the creative children of Paradise Deity. Majeston appeared, and ever since has focalized the cosmic presence of the Supreme Mind, while the Master Spirits continue as source centers for the far-flung ministry of the Cosmic Mind. But the Master Spirits continue in supervision of the Reflective Spirits. The seventh Master Spirit is, in his overall supervision of Orvontan from the Central Universe, in personal contact with, and has over control of, the seven Reflective Spirits located on Uversa. In his inter- and intra-super-universe controls and administrations, he is in reflective contact with the reflective spirits of his own type located on each super-universe capital. These master spirits are not only the supporters and augmenters of the sovereignty of supremacy, but they are in turn affected by the creative purposes of the Supreme. Ordinarily, the collective creations of the master spirits are of the quasi-material order, power directors, etc., while their individual creations are of the spiritual order, supernafim, etc. But when the master spirits collectively produced the seven circuit spirits in response to the will and purpose of the Supreme Being, it is to be noted that the offspring of this creative act are spiritual, not material or quasi-material. And as it is with the master spirits of the super-universes, so is it with the triune rulers of these super-creations, the Ancients of Days. These personifications of Trinity, Justice, Judgment in time and space are the field fulcrums for the mobilizing almighty power of the Supreme, serving as the sevenfold focal points for the evolution of Trinitarian sovereignty in the domains of time and space. From their vantage point midway between Paradise and the evolving worlds, these Trinity origin sovereigns see both ways, know both ways, and coordinate both ways. But the local universes are the real laboratories in which are worked out the mind experiments, galactic adventures, divinity unfoldings, and personality progressions which, when cosmically totaled, constitute the actual foundation upon which the Supreme is achieving deity evolution in and by experience. In the local universes, even the creators evolve. The presence of the conjoint actor evolves from a living power focus to the status of the divine personality of a universe mother spirit. The creator son evolves from the nature of existential paradise divinity to the experiential nature of supreme sovereignty. The local universes are the starting points of true evolution, the spawning grounds of bona fide, imperfect personalities endowed with the free will choice of becoming co-creators of themselves as they are to be. The magisterial sons, in their bestowals upon the evolutionary worlds, eventually acquire natures expressive of paradise divinity in experiential unification with the highest spiritual values of material human nature. And through these and other bestowals, the Michael creators likewise acquire the natures and cosmic viewpoints of their actual local universe children. Such Master Creator sons approximate the completion of sub-supreme experience, and when their local universe sovereignty is enlarged to embrace the associated creative spirits, it may be said to approximate the limits of supremacy within the present potentials of the evolutionary grand universe. When the bestowal sons reveal new ways for man to find God, they are not creating these paths of divinity attainment, rather are they illuminating the everlasting highways of progression which lead through the presence of the Supreme to the person of the Paradise Father. The local universe is the starting place for those personalities who are farthest from God, and who can therefore experience the greatest degree of spiritual ascent in the universe, can achieve the maximum of experiential participation in the co-creation of themselves. These same local universes likewise provide the greatest possible depth of experience for the descending personalities, who thereby achieve something which is to them just as meaningful as the paradise ascent is to an evolving creature. Mortal man appears to be necessary to the full function of God the Sevenfold, as this divinity grouping culminates in the actualizing Supreme. There are many other orders of universe personalities who are equally necessary to the evolution of the almighty power of the Supreme, but this portrayal is presented for the edification of human beings, hence is largely limited to those factors operating in the evolution of God the Sevenfold, which are related to mortal man.